Okay, good evening, everyone. Before we jump into this, a few words. First of all, don't be scared about the long, long Hebrew. We're not going to read as much inside, and I'll translate what I think is important for tonight. So don't worry about it. It's a little ironic that I'm standing here tonight, because if I weren't here, I would check my iPhone every maybe 2.5 minutes to find out what's going on. I'm very into politics. It really interests me. One good thing out of this story, that if I were now to be in Israel, so I would stay up all night, and the next day I would be gone. But here I am, a normal hour, to check what's going on. So that's a good point. Third thing before we start, my English is not perfect. So if here and there I'll need your help, I'm still working on it. I'm here already a year and a half. I'm Eretz Hashem for another year and a half, but that's it. Just recently, back and forth with Rabbi Brand, if we're staying, okay, we agreed for another year, but we really miss our country, the state of Israel. What we're going to talk about today, Medinat Yisrael, how is that really have to do with anything with Kiddush Hashem? Medinat Yisrael, very good thing, 66 years ago, Shkoyach, as they say. But why is that connected to our Jewish life? So I want to go back a few steps and try to speak about this topic from, I'll start from somewhere else. I want to start from a story in the Gemara in Brachot, it's on your source sheet. Abaye v'Rava havu yatvei kamei d'Rava. Abaye v'Rava, some of us know them, Amoraim in the Gemara, they sat in front of their rabbi, Rava. So we have Abaye, Rava, and the teacher, the rabbi, is Rava, with a hey at the end. Amar lehu Rava. Rava, their teacher, asked them, Lemi mevarchim? Who do you say a bracha to? I assume if I ask that question to my five-year-old, who knows to answer? Oh, Hashem. So, what's such a... Why is he asking them this? Okay. Amar le, amre le, they thought also it's easy, berachmana, to Hashem. Berachmana hei chayati, now it becomes a little complicated. Where does that Hashem sit? So my five-year-old will answer also, Hashem is here, right? You know the thing that song, right? So what did they answer? Rava, achvei lishmei tlala. Rava pointed up to the sky, right? There. Abaye said, oh, no, Rava, you're wrong. Nafak lebara, he left the room, went outside. Achve klape shmaya. He opened the door and then pointed up to the sky. Why did Abaye do so? Are they arguing on something? Is there a disagreement? I assume they just sat in a room. They weren't sitting outside. They were sitting, learning. Rava, the rabbi, asked him in the middle, hey, this God, who do you daven to? God, where does he sit? So, Rava just did like this. He didn't mean feeling. He meant Shemaim, I guess, right? Heaven. But Abaye said, no, you're wrong. He went outside and pointed up to the sky. For what? What is the, Uber Chuchem?
I'm sorry, what does that mean? Is he a what?
Uber Chuchem, it's a phrase I learned recently in Yiddish, right? What is the, trying to be a, yeah.
He drives an Uber car.
Okay. Rabba answered to them, okay, t'ravaychu rabbanan habitu, you'll both be rabbis. Two good answers. We don't know what are the two answers yet. To me, it looks like the same answer, but maybe Rava was, hard to say, a little lazy? I don't know, or it looks like Abaye was trying to play around. Why are there two answers? Both of you will be rabbis, meaning there looks like there are two approaches here. And these like what people say, a person from his young age, you can know already what he's going to be. Meaning this implies also that they were children at the time. Okay, so it's like me asking my five-year-old, where is Hashem? So Rabba asked his students that they were children at the time. So that's question number one. What's going on here? Why? What are the two approaches? What's the argument, if there's an argument? A different Gemara in Brachot, a little earlier, source number two. Tanu Rabbanan v'asafta deganecha. You should gather the grain. Ma Talmud lomar lefi shenemar. How could you do so? It says, lo yamush sefer haTorah zemipicha. You're not allowed to stop learning. Yechol dvarim kichtavan. Really? 24/7? Talmud lomar v'asafta deganecha. You need to gather your grain. You need to work outside. Answer it on Heg Bahen Min Hag Derech Eret Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. You need to find the right combination of learning and working. Derech Eret should find the right combination. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says no. If Shar Adam Choresh Mishat Charisha, a man plows, Zorea Bishat Zriya, seeds, Kotzer, harvest, etc. Torah Matei Alea. When will he learn? You know, it starts like that. Oh, just an hour, 2, 8, 17, 23, and 59 minutes, and then you don't learn, right? Torah Matei Alea. Ela, he said, Bizman Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Bizman Shisrael Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. When really, truly, Am Yisrael listen to Hashem, Milachtan Neset Al Yedei Acherim. They don't need to work. Am Yisrael should only learn Torah. Sheneemar ve'amdu zarim ve'ra'u tzonchem. In those times, others would work for you. Vizman she'en Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom. When they don't worship Hashem properly, milachtan ne'eset al yedei atzman. Then they need to really go outside and ve'asachta deganecha, gather the grain. Sheneemar ve'avata et oyvecha. Those days, not only you need to take care of yourself, but you're going to work for your oyvecha, enemies. Amar Abaye. Remember Abaye? From a previous source? Which one was Abaye?
Went outside.
Amar Abaye, harbe asu ki Rabbi Yishmael ve'alta bi'adan. The majority did like Rabbi Yishmael that said, you should be talking about working and learning, you should find the right combination. Hanheg behen min hag derech eretz. Yes, you should learn, but of course you need to also, you're living in reality, you should work. Amar Abaye, harbe asu ki Rabbi Yishmael ve'alta bi'adan, meaning they succeeded. Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai ve'lo alta bi'adan. They didn't like Rashbi and it didn't really work. Maybe Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's approach is good for Rashbi. Rashbi, the holy of the holy. But for regular people, no, it doesn't work. You need to work outside, you need to develop, you need to create, you need to earn a living. Amar lehu Rava. Rabbanan. Rava is who? From the previous source? The guy that pointed up to the ceiling. Malu Rava le Rabbanan. Here Rabbanan means not his rabbi, but his students. So he grew up, became a Rosh Yeshiva, or teacher, and he tells them, Bematuta minaychu, I'm begging you, Biyome Nisan, in the month of Nisan and Tishrei, Biyome Tishrei, lo titchazu kamai. Don't come and learn. Why not? Come and learn. Don't come to the Bet Midrash. Why not?
You're working.
What?
Working.
Sorry? Why working?
There's the Chodesh Nisan and the harvest, the Tishrei.
Oh, those are the seasons. Right. But is there purpose, a real, truly purpose of working? He didn't tell them, go every month, find the right combination of working and learning. He said, Nisan and Tishrei, fine. Why? Let's see the reasoning. Ki heichi delo titredu bemzunaichu kula shata. Because I know that if you won't go outside Nisan and Tishrei when the season is, and anyway, Nisan and Tishrei, we don't really learn, you know, half of the month we celebrate, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Nisan, Pesach. It's not a real month of learning, and we're anyway, that is a season, and I'm afraid if you won't go outside, if I'm facing reality, I know your minds won't be in here in the Beit Midrash, go Nisan and Tishrei, but for what purpose? That in the other 10 months, you'll be truly focused in learning. So does Rava really, really believe there's importance of working outside? No. Just needs to serve the purpose of learning, because he just knows if I'll tell them to learn all day long, it won't happen. They're not in Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's level. They should go outside to work, but the minimum amount, Nisan and Tishrei. What does the Baye say? Like Rabbi Yishmael. Meaning you need to find lekatchila, truly the right combination of working, developing, being outside, and learning. Why am I bringing this? How that's connected to the previous machloket, where does God dwell? Abaye said, outside. He went outside. Rava pointed up. Bingo. Where did they sit? Where did they sit, Rava and Abaye, when all this discussion happened 40 years ago when they were 5 years old? In the Beit Midrash. Rava wasn't lazy. They were sitting and learning. Rava, the rabbi, asked them, where's Hashem? He did like this, meaning, in this room. After that, he grew up and he understood, okay, people need to work. But the minimum amount, for what reason? For learning. Hashem is here in Torah. There's a Torah here? No. Only in the Torah. Outside? No. Outside, there's a disconnect between the outside world and the inside world, in the Torah world. Abaye says, no! He went outside. Hashem is also outside. Of course they were sitting and learning. The Torah, the connection to Hashem comes from the Beit Midrash, but you need to go outside also to find Hashem. That, I think, is the argument. So what is it? What's really more important? Whose approach is right? So the rabbi, Rabba, tells them, Travaichu, Rabbanan Havitu, meaning both of you have good points. But what do we say afterwards? What is the right approach? What's more important? Learning? Developing outside? So let's look at a different discussion in the Gemara. Masechet Kiddushin, source number 3. Mikvar haya Rabbi Tarfon v'zekenim, Rabbi Tarfon and the white men, Mesubin be'aliyat Beit Nizeh be'Lod. They sat in like an attic in Lod. Nishela shela zo bifnehem. They were asked this question. Talmud gadol or ma'aseh gadol? Our question, what's greater? Talmud, learning, or ma'aseh, acting, doing, developing, creating? What would be your answer? What's greater? Torah, why?
You have to have Torah. You don't necessarily have to go out into the matzah.
Abaye would disagree with you, right? And Rabbi Shmuel would disagree with you. But you're saying everyone has to have Torah. Okay. Any other approach? So let's see what they said. Na'ana Rabbi Tarfon ve'amar ma'aseh gadol. Rabbi Tarfon said, clear cut, ma'aseh. This land was given to people. We're not angels. We're here to create, to develop this world. Yes, you should have Torah, but your real purpose is develop here. Be Hashem's ambassador here. Create this world. Develop it. Na'ana Rabbi Akiva v'amar. Rabbi Akiva, remember his story? Until the age of 40, he was outside. He didn't open a sefer until the age of 40. He said, Rabbi Tarfon, my dear friend, I was out there. Talmud gadol. Believe me. I was there. Learning is much more important, much more greater. They got to a conclusion, Nanu kulam ve'amru Talmud gadol, convinced by Rabbi Akiva, but look at these weird words now. Sha Talmud mevi lidei ma'aseh. Learning, Torah is greater than acting, but for why? Because Torah could lead for a ma'aseh. So what's greater? If the purpose is bottom line ma'aseh, learning would lead to ma'aseh, so I would say ma'aseh is greater. So what does that mean? Talmud gadol shemevi lidei ma'aseh. If mevi lidei ma'aseh, meaning that is a goal, so why is Torah, why is learning greater? Maharal explains, ma'aseh gadol, perush mipnei ki ha'ma'aseh hu ikar. Really, ma'aseh, developing this world, that is the essential point of us being here. Aval ha'talmud, shu yachol, sorry, ha'talmud shu lamed la'asot eino ikar k'mo ha'ma'aseh, learning is not as important as acting, as doing. Sharei ha'techlit, the purpose is la'asot. Kien ha'adam sichli, a man is not like an angel, just spiritual. He's physical, and he needs to use this aspect of him by developing. Aval Rabbi Akiva sover sha'talmud gadol, what does Rabbi Akiva say? He's not disagreeing that the main thing is developing, but he just wants to beg on the table in a second and remind everyone, ha'talmud gadol mipnei shemevi lidei ma'aseh, ki ha'talmud hu ha'tchala. Without, and I think that's the point you led to, without starting with Talmud, your ma'aseh could sometimes be meaningless. If you don't understand why are you out there developing, creating, for what, then what are you doing? It has to start from a Talmud. And Abai would also agree with that. Yes, Hashem is outside, but it starts when we're young children and learning from the inside, getting nourishment from the Torah. Then, when you're full, go outside and develop. But Rabbi Akiva just wants to remind, ma'aseh is greater, but it has a Talmud gadol, in which way? Without a Talmud, without, that's a basic, that's your roots, without that, it won't work. So everything is from the Torah. Reminds me of a story. In the army, I had this good friend. He was talking elections. That party does not exist anymore. Shinui was Yair Lapid's father, Tommy Lapid, Zichrono Livracha, did some terrible things, but he was a good Jew, bottom line. Who am I to judge? He survived the Holocaust. Very interesting, smart man. So this friend of mine, Ro'i his name was, he was like the head of the youth department in Tommy Lapid's party. And we had this argument when the 5 minutes free time here and there every day, we were giving it to each other. Now, And of course, no one convinced. I stated my opinion, and he stated his opinion. I remember the first jump to Tzanchanim. Part of the reason I went to Tzanchanim is because I had fear from height. Now, it did not work. I did jump 6 times, but I'm still... I can't look down. I went to Sears Tower, whatever it's called. I didn't come close to that porch. Yeah. So I tried. It did not help. So I went, and I remember...
You had your parachute on at the time. That's why.
The what? Sorry?
You didn't have your parachute on at the time.
Oh.
Right.
So... No, it's known, like, in the unit. Oh, they, when we have Miluim, so everyone makes fun of me. Oh, you know, you heard there's a tzniha, there's a jumping. It's, I'm very scared of it. Anyway, first jump, I remember, like, we're sitting there in the plane, and there's, like, pictures. I'm very pale, but everybody else is also not so far from that. And I take out, there's how I'll give you tefilat haderech latzanchan. Tefilat haderech for jumping out of the plane, so it's not driving, it's something else, to change the words a little bit. And he comes over to me and says, Tavidizi, give it to me. Now I thought he's what, you're really gonna take it from me? Leave me alone? Let me say my prayer? Fine, okay, just leave me. And I said, why? He said, Ani rutze lagid, I wanna say. I was debating, going back and forth, like, okay, I got him now, it's my moment. And of course, you know, I did it. I said, no, just scream out. Akuna matata if you're afraid. Why are you screaming out? Why do you need tfilat haderech? Why? So of course, anyway, the big guy, he pretty much punched me and grabbed it from me, and he said it. Now, why am I saying this story? Because it doesn't matter how much we try to hide it. These are our foundations, our roots. Even Rabbi Akiva that says, sorry, Rabbi Tarfon, Abaye, and Rabbi Shmuel that say, Ma'aseh ve'ikar, everyone agrees you have your roots. And even a guy, Roi, my friend, that says, oh, I don't believe in anything. When we're really judged, and we're really a little bit in, feel like a danger, about to jump out of a plane, who knows if it's going to open. We go back to our roots. And that's Rabbi Akiva reminding us, you have your roots. That's your roots. Don't forget about it. So what is really the right combination between Torah and Avoda, working? So let's look at another Gemara, and Brachot also. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Berabbi Eli, first generations, early generations are not like our generations. What's the difference? Dorot Rishonim asu Torotan keva. Early generations made their Torah essential, important. Umelachtan aray, and they worked what they needed. Zovidonit kaimabayan succeeded in both. Dorot Achronim, our generations, asu melachtan keva, worked all day. Torotan aray, learned whatever when they had a time. Zovidonit kaimabayan, and they did not succeed. We don't have an explanation here why. But maybe the next part of the Gemara, that it looks like from Pshat, that has nothing to do with just, you know, same guy that's saying it, so a lot of times the Gemara brings that, okay, we have someone in the name of someone that said a thing, let's bring, oh, that reminds me of something else he said. But maybe there is a connection. So let's try to understand. Ma Rabba Bar Bachana, again, the same guy, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Berabbi Eli, I'm in the bottom of the page, second paragraph. Bo Resh Lo Kedorot HaRishonim, Dorot HaChonim. Our generations are not like the early generations. Dorot HaRishonim hayu machnisim perotehem. Right, there's a din of maser, and the early generations used to bring their fruits derech tar kesmon kedei lechayvan b'maser. There's this halacha that you're chayav b'maser only when you bring the fruits through the main entrance to your house. Meaning if I eat outside, like I remember we went cherry picking and you could eat a ton outside and you don't have to bring maser. When you need to bring maaser, only when you bring it into your house through the main entrance. So Dorot HaRishonim used to wait, not nash outside, not eat, but and they used to look for the main entrance, let's bring it through there. Why? Because we wanted to give maaser. Dorot HaChronim, our generations, machnisin perotehen, derech gagot, you know, Jews. We don't want to bring, give maaser, we lose 10%. What do we do? Exactly, climb the ladder and through the roof, bring it in. That's not the main entrance. We don't want to eat outside, so we bring it in through the roof into our house. And then we're not chayav maaser. What else? Derech chatzirot, through the backyard. It's not the main entrance. Why? Kedei lefatran min maaser. We don't want to do it. Why is that an answer to the difference between first early generations and late our generations?
So the deterioration of standards.
Meaning?
Meaning that the people in the earlier generation were not looking for excuses not to do things, they lived a more ideal life. And the later generations were looking for outs.
How did that solve? Good. How did that solve the question? What is the right combination in Torah and avoda and working? What is it? Well, I think
one possibility would be that I would say a more idealistic person would be more inclined to be honest and say, okay, I'm going to really devote my full life to Torah as much as possible, regardless of my material wards or not. Whereas someone who's looking not so idealistically will look more at the practical end rather than...
Okay. Good, interesting. I thought of something a little bit different. Maybe the combination is exactly what I think they're saying here, is your state of mind. Not about quantity-wise, but quality-wise. And I'll explain. I remember myself, a 10, 11-year-old, davening, where I grew up in Kedumim, Shabbos, Mincha. My mind is thinking about my soccer team, Maccabi Tel Aviv, those days. Still going to win. The games are on Shabbos. We'll get to that soon. Games on Shabbos. Sports on Shabbos. Davening for their success. And I remember it bothering me. A year or two afterwards when I'm bar mitzvah, how could I do such a thing? Well, it's not right. And there was this stage of life, it was like around 12, 13, 14, where I really tried to work on my davening. Now, wait a second, I'm not so holy. Don't worry, I'm just in the middle of a story. And I remember once davening Rosh Chodesh, Mariv, and I forgot Yalev Yavo. What happens when you forget in Mariv Yalev Yavo? You don't repeat. Mariv, you don't repeat. Now, my feeling when I was 13, 14, my feeling when that happened, I remember it. I had a bad feeling. My davening is not... I didn't fulfill it in a real way. I missed out Yalev Yavo and I can't repeat it. Something in my davening is missing. It really bothered me. I said, I'm not so holy, because 2-3 years afterwards, same story happened. I'm Rosh Chodesh, Mariv, thinking again about maybe my basketball team now, Hapoel Yerushalayim, and of course forgetting Yalev Yavo. What was my reaction after forgetting in Mariv Yalev Yavo? Yes, I don't need to repeat it. Now, why? What's the difference? The state of mind. Where am I? Nothing really changed. I'm davening, okay? Forgot Yalev Yavo. My reaction. I think the difference between Dorot Rishonim, early generations, and our generations, are the difference is, where is your state of mind? Where is your mind? Are you trying to run after mitzvot, bringing the maaser through the main entrance, or trying to escape? Did I do anything wrong? No, I forgot Yalev Yavo. Okay, my reaction, am I excited or sad? Does that matter? Yes. Where do you want to be? Do you want to run after mitzvot or you want to escape? Do you want to say that Yalev Yavo? Does it bother you? Or, yes, I don't need to repeat when I say. Of course, quantity has effect on the quality, but I think that's not the major question. The major question is combining between Torah and Avoda is what is important for me. I could work 23 hours a day, but if I end my day in opening this little plot of Gemara and trying to just understand three words, and I fall asleep on that Gemara, and I wake up in the morning, oh, I did not understand this Gemara. That's amazing. Because I went to sleep with that. I looked up all my day for that. Or did I fall asleep with my new iPhone 6 in the bed and checking my emails? All day long I checked my emails. And now, okay, I need to check a few more emails. It's quality. Where do I want to be? How did I fall asleep today? Dorot Rishonim succeeded? I don't think because they learned more, because they wanted to be there. They ran after mitzvot. They were sad when they forgot Yalev Yavo and Rosh Chodesh Mariv. They felt bad about it. The right combination is quality-wise. So in this regard, so if we're saying we need to find the right combination, and okay, we went a little bit on a tangent, how do we find the right combination? So I think it's very subjective, and everybody needs to find his combination, but we said it's quality-wise. I have this Gemara that says explicitly, don't go outside and work. Hainu de'amar Rabbi Chiya, Masechet Brachot, Mishmei De'ula, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, since the day that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Eino LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem doesn't have in the world, Ela, Dalet Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. You want to live a Jewish life? Only Torah. Only Torah. Eino LaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamo, Dalet Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. Don't try to go outside, create, develop all this crazy mishagat. Stop. Don't make up. Judaism is Torah. Done. So all the nice ideas I brought to the previous page, what do we do with them? The Gemara says explicitly, only learning. Halacha. What do we say? Now, interestingly, we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Kol ha'osek b'Torah bilvad, whoever only learns Torah, Dome is like kemi she'en lo Eloha. If you learn Torah only, yeah, it is important. You need to start from that, like we saw before. But doing that only is like you don't have a God. What do we do with these two gemarot? On the one hand, we see only Torah. On the other hand, we see if you do only Torah, it's like you don't have a God.
You don't have a what?
A God. Dome kemi she'en lo. Now the Gemara goes on and says, yeah, a man needs to work and a man needs to do so and so. So how do we solve these two Gemarot? I want to suggest that the first Gemara, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, means in the time of Galut, of exile. We're talking, Masechet Gemarot, the Moraim are talking in the time that there's Galut. Meaning Hashem kicked us out from our land, destroyed our Beit HaMikdash. Now we need to focus on our roots, rebuilding ourselves. If Hashem kicked us out and we're not on our land, we're not in our home, Hashem threw us out, maybe that slap is for working on ourselves. We don't deserve it. Then, say Chachamim, Charav Beit HaMikdash, you know you need to work now on your foundations. Everyone agreed, we saw before. Be outside, not be outside, but the foundations is your Torah. It's not that Hakuna Matata. Everyone goes back at the end to Tfilat HaDerech, Shema Yisrael, right? So Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, it's not, you're not in your ideal form of stage of life, so now learn Torah. Focus only on Torah. But the ideal is Kol HaOsek Torah Bilvad, if you really, your goal is only learning Torah, it's like you don't have a God. There's more to Judaism. Your Torah needs to travel, needs to go outside. I think with Admor Mizaken, the one that created, that started Chabad, famous story that he sat with his student and they learned Torah in a room. They didn't learn together, everyone sat in a different corner. And Admor Mizaken is sitting there learning, and the student is learning 10, 15 minutes, good going on, and there's this baby crying. In the hallway, Admor Mizaken looks at his student, focused, only learning. Doesn't even hear the baby, so into it. Looked at him again, maybe the baby's shouting. Okay, very nice. Admor Mizaken got up and went to the stroller, did whatever he did, gave him the pacifier, after a few minutes came back. Before he sat down to continue with learning, he asked the student, did you hear the baby crying? Baby? Crying? No. Really? No, there's a baby in here? I was so focused in learning, I didn't even hear. No. What a madriga, what a level. Said Admor Mizaken, Mi shelomed Torah, whoever learns Torah, ve'lo shomea kol b'chiyo shel tinok, and is not able to hear the voice, the sound of a baby crying, yesh mashu pagum balimud shelo. There's something missing, lacking in his learning. What is he trying to say? Your Torah cannot be disconnected from what's going on. Kol mi she'osek b'Torah bilvad, his life is only Torah. Yes, it should start from Torah. Those are your roots. Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash. Go back to your roots. But the goal is to spread, to be outside, to hear the baby crying. Did something change 66 years ago in our Jewish life? In our Torah life? So I started off with, yeah, we have a new state starting 66 years ago. What does that mean to me as a religious Jew? Okay, I want to be in Israel. I have a state. I have my home. Good. But religious-wise, does that mean anything for me? Did something change in my Torah life? Rav Hirsch, in his introduction to Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, we won't go through all this, but he asked this few questions about Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim. What's Sefer Dvarim all about? Sefer Dvarim, we usually say, it's like a repetition of all the Torah. Moshe is about to pass away, to die, and he says, it's a summary of all the Torah. But he asked, he said, that's not true. Because, I'm in line number 4 in his words, Ulam chazara la Torah ve'bidiur ha-Torah eina mehavim et tochno shel Sefer Dvarim. If we look closely, it's not a real repetition, and it's not a real explanation of the Torah. Ikaro shel ha-Sefer lo ba kedei lachzor la-mitzvot. We're not repeating the mitzvot, or explaining the mitzvot. Sha'arei Sefer Dvarim kolel mea ve'kama mitzvot. There's more than 100 mitzvot in Sefer Dvarim. Ulemala mishivim en ha-mitzvot ha-ele hem mitzvot chadashot. And over 70 of them are new mitzvot that are not mentioned at all in the previous Dvarim. Bereshit Shmot Vayikra Bamidbar. ואם נרצה לעמוד על מגמתו של ספר דברים, so one understand what ספר דברים is all about, יהיה עלינו להסביר על שום מה נמרו המצוות החדשות רק כאן. So why are these מצוות, these 70 new מצוות are דווקא here in ספר דברים? What changed? We also need to explain, כן יהיה לנו להסביר מה ראה כתוב להוציא מצוות אחדות מכלל כל המצוות שמשה חזר להן. There are some מצוות that Moshe is repeating in דברים, but he didn't repeat all of them. So in דברים we repeat some of the מצוות and we add at least 70. What's going on here in Sefer Dvarim? What changed? Here's the answer. And it's like 4 pages. I try to summarize it as much as I can. במדבר היו ישראל מסורים להנהגתו ולהשגחתו הישירה של השם. Until now we were in the desert. We're individuals, a group of individuals in the desert, and we had Hashem's Hashgacha. He took care of us. Now we're about to enter a new stage. What is the new stage? We're going to Eretz Yisrael. ואילו בארץ הם חיו חיים רגילים של חברה אנושית. Now we need to start off a new society, a normal society. We're going to have our state. Religiously, that means something. We're not in the desert now, okay, a group of 600,000 men and, okay, like around 3 million people. We're now starting something new. We're going to have to, it's not going to Hashem take care of us, throw man from the Shemayim for us. It's now going to be us. We need to start a new state. Religiously, it means something. ומעבר זה, this change from the desert to Eretz Yisrael הביא לידי שינויים עמוקים, it brought for major changes גם בחיים הסוציאליים שלהם, also in the social life of the nation. כך יובן, so that could explain and go through all the mitzvot, all the 70 mitzvot, and explains how every mitzvah that's added here has to do only for being in Israel, and not as a group, individual group in Bamidbar, and the mitzvot that he repeated also are connected for the religious change that's happening now to the nation that's entering Eretz Yisrael. So a few examples. He says, for instance, Bamidbar, I'm in 9 from the bottom. 9 lines from the bottom. Bamidbar, kol adam haya lo dei machzoro, ולא יותר מכדי מחסורו. Everyone had exactly what he needed. משום כך לא היה צורך לתת צדקה. The mitzvah of tzedakah is not mentioned because everyone was taken care of. There's no tzedakah. Tzedakah is mentioned only in Dvarim. Because now you're building a society. You need to know. There's tzedakah, take care of the poor, leave leket, shichecha, pe'ah. נוסף על כך לדוגמה, another example, רק אחרי שנסתלקה הנהגת השם הישירה של... רק אחרי שנסתלקה הנהגה הישירה של השם, only after when they left the desert and Hashem didn't directly take care of them, החלו תנאי החיים הרגילים. Now they started the regular kind of life. רק אז נתחייב האיש לדאוג לקיום החברתי. Only starting from then we have the command of taking care of the social aspects of marriage, of couples, of the halacha that we have today, ketubah, etc. Only those aspects are mentioned only in Dvarim. In Bamidbar, earlier, and in Emor, in Vayikra, were mentioned only about relationship, individually, relationship between a man and a wife. But now something changed. We're creating a healthy society, meaning religiously, there's a new aspect. So if so, from moving from the desert to Eretz Yisrael, did something change? After more than 2,000 years, miyom shacharav bet hamikdash, that Hashem doesn't have in the world, but only Torah, did something change in our lives? 56 years ago, religiously, that's my question today. So let's turn the page. Chatam Sofer was very known. Well, around 200 years ago, in Hungary, he lived, and he had also a long piece. I summarized it, brought only a short amount of it. Also about a story of, remember, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Find the right combination: work and learn, or only learn. So he said like this: Nireh lanu dati, Rabbi Ishmael nami lo amar mikra ve'asafta deganecha. What Rabbi Ishmael said, that yes, you should find the right combination, meaning religiously, there's an ideal of working, of developing, of being outside, is only when be'eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, ve'rov Yisrael shruim, and when the most of the nation is there, shavoda b'karka gufa, because then, and how do I know he's talking religiously? Because look at his words, havoda b'karka gufa, the working of the land itself, mitzvah, is a mitzvah, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of developing the land, meaning it's a command in the Torah. Our Torah life changed it. It's not only about putting tefillin every day, it's also now developing the land. Urotzi perot ha'kedoshim, producing the fruits, etc. Here's the line. V'ki'ilu tomar lo aniach tefillin. Could it be you say, I wouldn't put on tefillin mipnei she'ani osek b'Torah because I'm learning Torah? Hachanami, no one would say so. So you can also say, lo yomar lo esov dgani mipnei esek ha'Torah. Of course, you need to work outside because it's a Torah command. Ve'efshar. It could be, he says, afilu she'arei umanuyot. Different kinds of jobs. Sheyesh behem yeshuv ha'olam hakol, that the rest of the Rav, they have an aspect of developing the world. Here's his words: hakol bichlal mitzvah. When you're a lawyer in Israel, it's not a job; it's a mitzvah. Chatam Sofer, 200 years ago, he said it. Being an accountant in Israel, being a doctor in Israel, it's living a Torah life. You're developing a healthy society. It's something changed 66 years ago. Great, we celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, we're in Israel, we send our kids to Israel. Religiously, something changed. That's the Chatam Sofer. I'm developing a healthy society. But now it looks like he goes back 10 steps, because now he says the following: Aval kshanu mefuzarim be'avonotenu harabim ben umot ha'olam, but when we're still in galut, v'kol shemarbe ha'olam, when we try to develop the world, Mosif avodat Hashem churban. Meaning, if I'm a lawyer in Chicago, it's a churban. It's destroying avodat Hashem. Really? What does that mean? So Rambam says, Leolam idchok adam atzmo v'itgalgel batzar, meaning a man should work hard and suffer ve'al yitzarech labriot, and should never get to a point that he needs tzedak from someone else. Ve'al yishlich atzmo al hatzibur, he shouldn't depend on the congregation. V'chach tzivu chachamim ve'amru, and that chachamim commanded us, aseh shavatcha chol ve'al titzarech labriot, even if you don't have things for Shabbos, do as much as you can to work. Gdolei chachamim, and brings examples that were from the Gemara, of big sages, some of them were chopped woods, chotvei etzim, nosei korot, shoavei mayim, all these kinds of hard jobs. They all worked in order to earn money. So what does that mean, that Chatam Sofer is saying that when we're in Chicago, we shouldn't be lawyers? Rambam says specifically, you know, a man needs to work. I think Chatam Sofer, like we said, is talking about the aspect of, when is it part of your religious life? When am I doing a mitzvah when I'm working? Yeah, I am, because I need to earn a job. But Chatam Sofer, there's another aspect. Can I tell myself I'm living a life of Torah? I'm now part of the Torah world. What Abaye said, Hashem is not here, Hashem is outside. That connection between the Beit Midrash and the outside, when is that happening? In Eretz Yisrael. Because then I have the command of developing the land. Yeah, here in Galut, do I need to work? Of course. A man should take care of himself. But when is it a mitzvah? When is it really part of your Torah life? When is it 614? And not 613? There's another aspect. When did that happen? Eretz Yisrael. Because there's another mitzvah. Our religious life changed. We have this Mishnah that I have a hard time with. Try to explain it to me. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishnah Masechet Avot, Rabbi Shimon says, Hamalech baderech v'shoneh. And he's learning, he's walking, he takes a trip, takes a walk, and he's learning. Umafik, Mimishnatani, stops learning. Why does he stop? Ve'omer manae lanzen, he says, oh, what a beautiful tree. And manae nirze, what a beautiful sadeh, what a beautiful field. Male alav ha-katuv, the Torah says, ki'ilu mitchev benafsho. Meaning, he should be punished. He endangers his own life. Didn't we say a second ago that part of our Torah, part of our learning is also connecting to the outside? Why here, when I stop from learning, and I say, what a beautiful tree, I'm supposed to be punished?
Not the time.
Why?
Because it's time you're learning. You should learn.
Bingo, simple pshat. When you learn, you learn. When you go outside, you go outside. That's a simple pshat. Said Rav Tzvi Yehuda, last source, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, the son of Rav Kook, it's not that. The pshat is, mitoch shefa Torah tofes adam et giluyo shel noize. A man needs to look at that tree from the Torah. The Torah now in the state of Israel developed, something changed, there's a new aspect, the outside now is connected because we need to develop the land. And when I say mana el ilan ze, it has to be connected to Torah. But if I'm mafik it, meaning, Rabbi Shimon says, "Hamalech baderech v'shoneh." I'm learning, I'm walking and I'm learning, u'mafik mimishnato, and my state of mind is, oh, I'm closing the sefer, I'm not learning now, what a beautiful tree. Meaning, when I put a mechitza between Torah and outside, you're mitchayev v'nafshecha. You should be punished. Why? Because you don't understand that you need to connect it to, says Rav Tzvi Yehuda. It's exactly the opposite. You're mitchayev b'nafshecha, you should be punished because you put a mechitza, you put a stop point between the Beit Midrash and the outside. Now the goal is, says Rav Tzvi Yehuda, to take off the mechitza. The Torah life, the Beit Midrash, needs to be open to outside. And I know it's not the pshat, but that's Rav Tzvi Yehuda's idea. The Torah world now needs to be open to the outside. And if you think it's two different worlds, you don't understand what changed. What changed in Torah life? It's not only miyom shechav Beit HaMikdash, you should only learn Torah. That you need to do because Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so rebuild your roots. But now something changed. And when we talk about the state of Israel achieving Kiddush Hashem, the state of Israel is not only, okay, we have a home. It's if we have jobs in Israel, by me being a lawyer in Israel, by you being a doctor in Israel, by you being a professor in Israel, you're creating a healthy society. That's part of your Torah life. Our religious life changed. Today was elections in Israel, and I think that, okay, I like politics, it interests me, but I think there's something deeper to that. Yeah, we really care. We're part of this. We got the merit to be part of this generation that we could have impact in creating this society. Now, does it matter? He has a little bit more. Yes, because if he has more power, it means, for instance, not important story, but it shows something. We'll talk a little politics for a second. I'm a citizen of the United States of America because my parents are from here, not from Chicago, father from Hartford, Connecticut, mother from Flatbush, Brooklyn, so I get to vote. And I just know, 2012, my father sent me an email, telling me, don't ask questions, I don't have time to talk now, I'm sending you an email, just put a check near Romney and send it, okay? Good, so that I did that. But in order for me to vote for Israel, I need to be in Israel. Except, Shlichim. Kriya Shaliach, from Misrad HaChutz, or Sochnut HaYudit, now I came through Sochnut HaYudit, so I'm able to vote. But the elections here were a little bit earlier because they want to get all the takim, all the kolot by today. Now, the day of voting here, we had to go to the consul downtown Chicago, was previous Thursday, which was?
How does that sound?
Purim. Thursday was Purim. Now, I did plan to go use my half day of Purim and going downtown Chicago, but Baruch Hashem, my wife told me we're going to the hospital and I had a baby boy. So, thank you. So I didn't go to vote. But, you know, that little point of a guy, stupid guy in the government in Israel, just opened the calendar and look, Thursday, I know you want a weekend because you don't want to be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So you want, okay, let's do Thursday. Just open the calendar and if you have a little bit of, you know, it's Purim. Meaning, that little story could have been, if we building a state of Israel, it's part of a religious life because it has impact. How? Here, I want to vote. My friends went downtown Chicago. They weren't back until 2-3 p.m. There were lines, whatever, until here, until there. How their Purim went? It's part of our religious life, the state of Israel now. We could have impact on that. That's a small story. When I was in law school, I was working with my professor about I'm into sports also a little bit, and I had a few friends. They were pretty good, most of them in soccer, and they wanted to be soccer players. They can't, because the soccer games in Israel are on Shabbos, most of them. Now, soccer, it's a culture. I know one actor that he was Chozer B'Tshuva, and the biggest theater in Israel, Habima, threw him out. Why? Because the main plays are on Shabbos, free day. Could that be the state of Israel? You can't be dati, you can't be religious, and be open to culture, be an actor, be a soccer player. It's an argument, maybe you should do something a little bit more productive than playing soccer, but he can't do that in Israel. Now, by me trying to be building a healthy society, that's a mitzvah, because I could have impact. How would the Shabbos look like? A Jewish religious Jew cannot play soccer in Israel today because it's Shabbos for him. By me having impact, I could maybe try to change it to be the game to be on Sunday. By me being a doctor in Israel, I could try to bring certain ideas to how the health system needs to be in a religious Jewish state. Rav Tzviuda says it changed. It changed 66 years ago. It's not Torah stop tree. The Torah now has to be connected, has to be outside here. And each of us, it's a religious mission. It's not, okay, we have a state. It's part of our Jewish life. And for a lot of us, it's of course difficult, and it's not obvious to make Aliyah and to be there. Not at all. I don't know what it means exactly. I just hear from my parents, I know it's crazy. I know from my family it was pretty tough to move here for 3 years. I started understanding what it means. It's crazy. It need to be crazy to make Aliyah. But we need to understand that we need to be part of the ball game. Now, some of us could be part of the ball game by just sitting front row and cheering for the team that's playing there on the court / in Israel. You could have impact on the game, but we need to find a way to have impact. It could have impact by donating to whatever in Israel, helping now in Tzuk Eitan, the last war, doing whatever. Religiously, it's a command to be part of the game. Let's agree on one thing that's much more fun when you get put on the jersey and get sweaty and play the game. That's, I think, the people that are living there and really building in their hands. But part of building the team, part of helping the team is coming to the game, cheering for the team. Everyone should find, I think, his right. I'm not saying it to anybody. You shouldn't make Aliyah. It's very personal, and I don't even start to understand what the ramification of that is now. Is it just to leave everything? You have a job here. You have family here. I know it's crazy. But we need to try to think, because religiously, something changed, and we need to be part of this state that we're building. So, that's it. That's all of us.